Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest tonight grew up in Redford, Michigan, of Mexican descent. A $150 raffle ticket in 1979 at a Builders Association dinner changed his life and tens of thousands of others. He started a business that same year with less than $20,000 to his name, and today, Ideal Group is one of America's largest Hispanic-owned firms with revenues of $500 million and 750-plus employees. Known as the Man of Steel and the Padrino in Southwest Detroit, his name, Frank Venegas Jr. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR. I'm Jack Rasula. This is Anything Is Possible. And we're talking to Frank Venegas Jr., the Man of Steel of Southwest Detroit and the Padrino. Welcome, an honor to have you back.
Thank you, Jack.
Let's start, go back. Your childhood, you and your mom and your dad, Frank.
My mother was a seamstress, and she actually is the one that got me to think about me being an entrepreneur. She sewed for the neighborhood, and when she got done and the person paid her, she'd put the money in a ball jar. And she did it for years, and she must have had 7-8 whole ball jars. My dad worked for Ford, and there was a long strike, and there was no more money in the house, and, you know, they would wrestle over it. And my mom said to me, come on, Frankie, let's go get the ball jars. And we brought out about 6-7 ball jars. We emptied them out. We rolled them. There were some ones and fives and tens, maybe one or two 20s, but there was enough money there that helped us get through the strike. Well, my dad was he was a real macho guy, and he really, really got, it offended him and his macho attitude, and he told my mother to quit and go work in a 5 and 10 like the other women. Well, she worked at the 5 and 10, but she always told me about how to be an entrepreneur. And we were hood rats, okay? And we did things far differently than at school, because we went to school at Redford Township, and I was the only Mexican in the school. There were no blacks, and had to learn, and then my whole family was here in Southwest Detroit. So they taught me how to be tough, but more than anything else is that they taught me how to be confident. And it was the older guys, the gang leaders. And when I had a chance to hire them, it just changed not only people's lives, but it changed mine, because I was doing something that my mother and father.
1979, 46 years ago, you go to a Builders Association dinner dance, and you buy a $150 raffle ticket. Changed your life, changed tens of thousands of other people's lives. Tell us about that dinner dance.
I was young. My boss wouldn't buy the ticket. He thought it was too expensive. All my friends were going to be there. So I bought the ticket. $150 at that time was a lot of money. So I went to the ball, and it was the Livingston County Home Builders Association ball, and I bought the ticket, and they had this big bin, and they take one out at a time and one out at a time, and then I got down to four, and I started having people that tried to buy my ticket. I didn't sell. And I was, there was a Cadillac right on the floor, and people were dancing around and stuff. And I said to myself, when there was two, I was going to win. And I won, and I drove it home, and I called my brother and stuff, and they couldn't believe me. They'd come out, you know, 2 in the morning. And I thought I was going to drive around and look like a, you know, like sit back and just drive that thing. And I didn't. I sold it on the ninth day for $12,000 in a used car.
It was a brand new gold Cadillac Coupe de Ville. Amazing. We're here on Clark Street, the old Cadillac plant. Unbelievable, Frank. So you start a business. You start the business in December of 79. 1980, you did $400,000 with a business. Then that hit that recession. Remember? Oil embargo.
Never forget.
Okay. 18.5% interest rates. Talk about those tough days.
Well, I was selling house beams for houses. Well, they weren't buying many houses at 18%. So I sold wood stoves because they had an oil embargo and things were real tough. You know, how much the gas cost for the houses and everything. And a lot of people, including me, bought wood stoves. And you heated your house with wood stoves. Well, I had the most wood stoves for sale in the county. I remember coming into work on Saturday, and I go into my parking lot. There's 12, 15 cars in there waiting to get inside of my office and storeroom buying wood stoves. I sold wood stoves, and I did real well.
That seems to be a common theme about you, Frank. Okay? All right. When we come back, we're going to ask about a Mexican angel that God sent you. Changed your life, changed tens of thousands of lives as well. And I'm Jack Prisula, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything Is Possible. I'm Jack Crisula. We're with Frank Venegas, a $150 raffle ticket in 1979 at a Builders Association dinner dance, changed his lives, tens of thousands of others. He started his first company in 1979 with less than $20,000 to his name. You've got a plant, Frank, in Hamburg, Michigan, which was outside of Brighton, and an ex-Detroit Tigers pitcher named Hank Aguirre became an angel for you and all of Southwest Detroit. He came and talked to you. What did he tell you?
Well, Hank was a Detroit Tiger pitcher, and he was very active with the community. They used to call him the Tall Mexican. I got to know him quite some time, and he liked me a lot, but he chided me. He always chided me and pushed me. I remember being in Chicago, and Trini Lopez was there, and he made him sing If I Had a Hammer.
If I had a hammer, I hammer in the morning.
He was always doing something a little bit forward. I mean, he had 2,000 people in the neighborhood in Mexican Town. He had about 11, 12 plants here. He was the man. He was the guy, and he got cancer, and he'd always counseled me, and I can remember about a month before he passed, and we were sitting there talking, and he said to me, he says, you got to take my place. He says, you got to do one better. You got to not only take my place, but you got to lead. And it was kind of weird because after Hank's funeral, we decided to move one of our organizations down here in Southwest Detroit, and we bought the Cadillac plant. And it was the same plant that my Cadillac was built. Years and years ago, when we would go down the road down Michigan Avenue, it's right in Mexican Town. We'd always look at the cars. They had them up there, and they were showing the cars up there they were building. They were all brand-new Cadillacs. And, you know, the dream of having a Cadillac was unbelievable. And we bought another one just like it.
All right. You've always walked to the tune of a different drummer. You took four rival gangs. You brought them together. And you hired 80 of them from four different gangs. Frank, were you nuts? That would never work.
Well, I had to look at the clientele that I was dealing with. And the clientele that I was dealing with is a neighborhood that went, it just got bad. And it got real bad. And the crime, it was there. But the thing is that the people wouldn't go out in the streets after dark.
Your workers, you know, they were robbing the car, your workers' cars, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, one of the funny things when I went in the plant is two guys were laughing and giggling about some stuff. And, you know, I asked them, what are you guys giggling about? The one guy shot holes in the other guy's car. And they were laughing and giggling about it. And now they're sitting there working. It made me not just realize, but it made me understand that I could be a success by putting people together, but they really put themselves together. All they had to do was work.
All right, so you brought the leaders of these four gangs in a room. And you said, this is going to stop. You know, we got to work together. We're all of the same descent. What did they want?
I think they wanted to be talked to. When they come in, everybody had a lieutenant. And they put their tools in a box. And we sat down. And, you know, it's a little bit intimidating because you're talking to the guys. And I knew all of them. And we had a great opportunity of asking them a question right away. And that was, I asked, what do you want? And it was almost like they were scripted on what they wanted and what they were going to ask for. But all four gangs said, we want jobs. We don't want you to leave and give us opportunities. Well, me, Facundo Bravo, Carmen Munoz and Rick Gonzalez, we put our heads together and said, okay, what can we do? So we hired 20 from each gang. One of the guys that we hired was one of the gang leaders. And he says, I want one of those jobs because I just got done with a 5-year prison stint. And he has a 1-year boy and he's 6 now and I'm never going to do that again. And so he worked here. It was kind of fun because he worked here as a laborer, and he was a horrible laborer because he had too much gold on his wrists and on his neck. And he went to school to be a mechanic in 6 weeks, and he was one of the most horrible mechanics in the world. He'd break everything. And so my brother brought him in and had him in the office and said, you're going to go in sales. Well, the guy pushed himself away a little bit, and he says, I don't know anything about selling the product. Well, you used to sell and distribute and organize cocaine, so you're a natural. And he started sales, and he was. Let's move it up to today. He's been running my whole Southeast United States, which is about 8 states. He's done very well. He's got a nice house with a swimming pool. He's raised 3 kids. 2 went to college, took care of his mother. But more importantly is he goes into the neighborhood in Tampa, and he goes into the neighborhood here. He's a respected figure, and he did it. And one of the greatest things.
With God, anything is possible. Okay, one more story. There was a lady, young lady in the gang, one of the gangs. Tanya, what's happened to her? Tough as nails.
Oh, miserable tough, okay? She didn't back down on anybody. Didn't matter if she was a girl or a guy. She had her guys organized if there was a problem. But she was very direct on what she wanted to do. And she was the boss of one of the gangs, but she was also a boss of her husband, okay? So he was the backup on her. Well, she said, I want my life changed. And I had the great opportunity to help mentor them, help teach them how to add things, put them into my organization and let them talk to accounting people and marketing people. And I just went to an event 2 weeks ago. They took a house in the neighborhood and made it look like they just built it. And it is perfect on the inside, perfect on the outside. And they just had an introduction with about 50, 60 people to take a look at this. And it's one of the kind in the neighborhood. But the crazy thing is, Jack, now we're going to have a whole bunch of them, so it won't be one of a kind after that. There'll be many.
With God, anything is possible. This is Frank Venegas Jr., and I'm Jack Pasula, and this is Anything is Possible on 760 WJR. This is Anything is Possible. I'm your host, Jack Pasula, with Frank Venegas, the Padroni of Southwest Detroit. The Ideal Group has been the General Motors Supplier of the Year 25 times. Why the name The Ideal Group, Frank?
Because I was going to name it Cadillac Steel, and Cadillac Steel was already taken. So we sat around and messed around with logos and things, and we didn't draw very well, but we made it look like a Superman label, and we kind of run it that way, and then we named it Ideal. And that's how we named it Ideal.
Talk about your core values.
I have one of the things that I found is to be honest. Honest is the best thing. I find honesty is what one of the things that has made our company. Understanding what our mission here is to make money so we can do the things we are. But you can't do anything without the people that work for you. I mean, it's really the truth, Jack. I take a look at what goes on with other people's companies and things and what goes on, and most of my people stay with me forever. We just had a retiree the other day, and this lady was the big spark plug here, and she got old enough to retire after 20 years with me. I got to tell you what, it hit a big tear in me because we had all this party, and it was so nice for her, but last Saturday she worked in the neighborhood and worked with about 50 local kids. She's been doing that for 10 years. Now we got to find someone. You can't ever replace a person like that. But with the core value and what we think here at Ideal, it's incredible what the people do here.
Speaking of incredible, in 2016, you received an honorary doctorate degree from Dartmouth. Unbelievable, all right? You own 42 patents. You're like a Hispanic Albert Einstein, Frank. Okay? Somebody once told you that you are the smartest dumb guy he knows.
Yeah.
Talk about these patents.
Well, I was working at Ford Motor Company in General Motors, and I just always sat there and thought about things, and I looked at these guys painting these bumper posts, the round things, and to me it looked like, what the hell are they doing it that way? And I was putting siding up, and the boss of the plant manager was my mentor. And, you know, I got always the chance to ask him questions and stuff, and sometimes my questions, they were dumb questions. Well, I watched him do this thing. I went home. 2 days later, I had a prototype. And I called him and I said, look at this. And I slid the cover over the bumper post. And the guy looked at me and said, what am I going to do with my painters? I looked at him and said, you're crazy. thank goodness that I took it to the next level, and now we're about 100 levels above. I sell thousands every single day. We're the people I have are magnificent. Our quality ratings and what we do and what goes on has been all our lives here. And, you know, we weren't smart, so you're going to make mistakes, but it's always how you handle the mistakes. When we got to General Motors and we watched other companies getting awards like Supplier of the Year, my people and the people that work for me that supported that we were going to do that, and we did it. And that was the most prestigious award that you could get at General Motors as Supplier of the Year.
Frank, $150 billion a year business, GM. They've got thousands of vendors, suppliers, thousands. You've been the Supplier of the Year 25 times. All right? $500 million in revenue. You're in seven states, 750-plus employees. Talk about the ideal group today and what you do.
Well, like I said, we started with the steel. And then we adjusted what we did with the wood stoves. And then a few years later, we started Ideal Shield. And then we always had a construction company, but our steel company was the best, and we went into construction. General Motors really helped me believe that I can do it. And they were, it was a positive customer, and that's what you need. And then we started the parts business, and we have an eBay business. People think it's crazy, but I can look at them and show them my eBay business with, I don't know, 200, 300,000 parts. We get on the eBay, they put the parts pieces in, and we send it to them all over, Romania, anywhere. And it was no more than collecting old parts for old machines and selling those parts to people that own those old machines. And the business just got incredibly crazy, and then we started... We do things on part management at General Motors, and that's what we won Supplier of the Year for on the two that we got this year. And we saved them $100 million back in when times were needed, and that's why we won Supplier of the Year.
Your grandfather once told you, quote, "Frank, do what your boss doesn't want to do, and you'll be very successful." My goodness, have you done that?
Well, we've always adapted to what we were doing. My grandfather was a very respected person in the neighborhood. He lent money. People used to call him, "Hey, Joe," and they'd give him a little money because they owed it to him. My grandmother was the madrina of the neighborhood. And every year we'd have a new young girl that would stay in the house while she helped raise her. Well, in all of that, my grandfather was the first time that he had a job here at Ford Motor Company, worked 41 years, and he's the one that told me, "People will do business with you if they like you. But always remember, do what the boss don't want to do, and you'll get his job every time." And it works.
Your grandfather lent money to the Southwest Community people, and you give away money to the Southwest Community people. And I'm Jack Krasul, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR.
You've been listening to your inspirational fireside chat, Anything Is Possible, for nearly 20 years.
This is Anything Is Possible, and I'm Jack Krasula.
But what has Jack been up to lately? Search at AIP Speaker Series and find out. Jack has interviewed thousands of historical voices, some of whom have offered him their philosophy of life. like Tom Izzo.
And Tom writes, "Work hard. Persistence always wins out. Discipline is the highest form of love. Stay humble."
The great Ernie Harwell.
"My aim is to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with God."
And the voices of our generation.
"I am reassured continuously that His unfathomable love and mercy are the greatest gifts of my life and my constant source of strength, reassurance, and guidance. His Holiness, Pope Francis."
At AIP Speakers Series is the YouTube channel where all of these jewels can be heard, including some of Anything Is Possible's greatest guests.
And we're with Mitch Albom.
The Little Liar is really a book about truth and lies and the price we pay when we lie.
This is Anything Is Possible, and with Tom Watson.
My father loved to play with the pros at the club. Developed a very quick friendship with Stan and played some golf with him. And then he would ask me to play golf with him and Stan.
Our guest this week was born with a rare disorder characterized by the absence of arms and legs. His name, Nick Vujicic.
Something that every human being actually deals with, Jack. It's the choice of continuing to believe or giving up.
And recordings of the AIP Speaker Series events at St. John's Resort. Go to YouTube and search at AIP Speaker Series. It's free. And remember,
anything is possible.
Spohom. I'm Jack Crisola. This is Anything Is Possible. We're with Frank Venegas Jr., the Padrino, Spanish for Godfather. In 1995, your brother, Loren, L-O-R-E-N, who was working for Chuck Muir, he was running a bunch of his restaurants. He started out as a dishwasher, then he became a chef. You convinced him to join the company. He told me a few months ago, "Jack, my brother never made a dime until he hired me."
Well, that's probably true, Jack. But he never made a dollar until he met me.
All right. Tell us about Loren.
Loren, we grew up tight, the whole family. And we were brothers, and Loren was the baby, and I was his protector. But more so than anything else is that we as family, we talk about things. We wouldn't talk that much with the old man because, you know, we might not like his answer. And my brother worked at Chuck Muir's. And he says, you know, "I can sell your ideal shield on the side." And I said, "Okay, start it." Well, before I knew it, he was selling all over Indiana. And he decided to take the big leap and come to work at Ideal. And here now I got my brother, and he's one of the most incredible people in the world, and he's helped me to grow all our companies. Now he's the CEO of the company, and just good to have the right people.
You're looking at a modern-day Horatio Alger story, okay? If you want to learn more, www.weareideal.com. Weareideal.com. Okay, talking about family. Lindsay and Jesse, what's the biggest thing each of them have taught you, Pa?
The biggest thing that they taught me is I was able to communicate with them on how to do things. And they were never feared to ask me things. When they started in business, Lindsay, she was filing because she knew her ABCs and she'd put them in the file things. And Jesse, I put him in the shop and he cleaned the toilets and cleaned the floor and he'd come in and all dirty and everything. And then the men liked him. So that was the beginning of him learning how to be a man. And he said he wanted to understand manufacturing. And today, he's with Lindsay. Lindsay runs, she runs all of the inside of the company. Everybody here is a salesperson, but she's really, really good. She's not only a great salesperson for the people that she works with, but with the customers. And she knows everybody. And I had one of the most incredible moments two nights ago. My kids were finalists for Entrepreneur of the Year with Ernst & Young. Well, at the end of the night, when the introductions were getting ready to finish on the winners, they said the winners to go to the championship were Lindsay and Jesse. To have that, God, it was unbelievable. I won Entrepreneur of the Year 23 years ago, and I went to Palm Springs, and I felt like a big guy.
That's Tall Cotton. So we have regional, entrepreneur. Ernst & Young has been doing this for 25 years, all over the country, regional. And then the regional winner gets, as you say, to go to the national. I mean, Tall Cotton. That's like Dartmouth University. Okay. What's been the biggest thing the Ideal Group people have taught you these past 46 years?
You mentioned Dartmouth. And, there's no way in the world that I could go to a Ivy League school. I really went to college a little while. And
Frank, you're a professor. Think about that at Dartmouth. Are you kidding me?
Well, but I wasn't that smart, and I really didn't understand school. And Chrysler Corporation sent me to an Ivy League school. How intimidating was that? And I kept on going every year. And they said, would you like to teach a class? And then I was a keynote speaker. And the president of the college called and asked me, I want to see you. So I went over there. He looked at me in the eyes and says, we're going to honor you with something. And we're going to honor you with your doctorates. I sat back and I didn't really believe it. And when I went up on the podium and they gave me my doctorates, and looking at the other people and then tossing your tassel over, and we had a different color gown. Well, I had a different idea on what I was going to do. And now we send people to Dartmouth mm-hmm. all the time.
From Cristo Rey and Holy Redeemer.
Well, one really, really cool thing is one of my kids that I mentored here, big, tall young man, Mexican, and he was number two in his class. And we were real tight, and he asked me a lot about Dartmouth. He applied at Dartmouth. He got accepted at Dartmouth. He's graduated from Dartmouth, and we have about five or six of these kids from Ivy League schools that right in the middle of the neighborhood. Who would ever think that that's an Ivy League guy or girl? It's impressive.
With God, anything is possible. Okay, you love the Ideal Group and your people. In addition, this community, Southwest Detroit, is a mission for you. It's people. Talk about the people of Southwest Detroit.
Well, we were just down the blocks here a little bit, and I had a grandma, and church was part of her life, and she always told me, you got to help people. And that always stuck in my head because that's what she did. Well, here in the neighborhood, it just needed a leader, someone that was able to go after a change. We were real fortunate here, Jack. We didn't burn our houses down here. And our neighborhood, you can go up and down, there's houses next to each other. And when you have a fire in the house, you mess up the house on each side. And we have people in this neighborhood that care and have changed. Now we're the safest neighborhood in the city of Detroit. Precinct 4 is. Precinct 4, the police, they're real good with us, and they help us a lot, not just with the problems here, but they help us with having the morale in the community. And then one of my friends called me up, and he had a big gym. in his plant. And he says, can you get rid of it? And I took it to Precinct 4. We painted the place. We put a new floor in the place. If you go in their gym today, it looks like you're at a club. And you know how much thanks I got for that? Never quits.
All right. Let's go back 11 years, 2014. You got another crazy idea. You're going to start a robotics program for Hispanic kids. And you buy them some technology, and they're going to go, I think they went to Grand Rapids or something, for state competition against Cranbrook, Country Day, Liggett, you know, the top schools all over. No chance on God's planet that your kids could compete. What happened?
Well, they competed in a different degree. We didn't really know anything, but we kept on going to these competitions and building. We only had three teams, and we're building things. And when you have three teams, you got to share the parts, share the tools. And they were great shares amongst each other. When we went to the championships, we would win the award on the most person that goes out and helps people to lend tools and do things like that. And we would win these championships. And then we would get into the regional championships. And then you would not believe what just happened. We went to the world championships. We didn't win. But I'll tell you what. My son and daughter are very generous. And my son flew them down there, the whole thing, the families, to go and see this championship. But more than anything else, when they flew down and when they flew back, they realized that they were special. The best in the world.
Speaking of special, Frank Venegas Jr., you're an angel. Thanks for all you do. Keep up the great, great work. Okay?
Thank you, Jack.
Please join us next week. Until then, I'm Jack Prisula. Thanks for listening. And make it a great week, because with God and Frank Venegas, anything is possible. Spoh.